Good Tuesday morning to you, February 16th, 2016. This is the Fourth Estate Drive Time, and I'm your host, Marty Duran. Thanks for hanging out. The Fourth Estate Drive Time is brought to you by Jord Watches. 100% wood watches, unique, unforgettable. Jord Watches at woodwatches.com. Woodwatches.com. Use the coupon code T4EPODCAST to get 10% off your purchase at woodwatches.com. I'm wearing my Jord watch today, and it is fantastic. So go get yourself one or buy one for your significant other or your mom or your dad or your son or your daughter or somebody who needs to be able to tell the time 24 hours a day. This is Marty Duran. This is the Fourth Estate Drive Time. The big story nobody's talking about yet, but they will be this morning as soon as everybody gets moving around. The BBC is reporting Turkey and France are claiming Russia has bombed two hospitals and two schools in northern Syria. Upwards of 50 people are presumed or known dead. Imagine yourself living in Syria for just a moment. There are at least four major countries who are dropping bombs potentially in your city. The United States, Russia, Turkey, Assad, who is Syrian, God knows who else in the coalition is dropping bombs in Syria. Now, imagine for a moment that that's the only place you've ever lived. If you see any of the pictures from Syria, and the link that's in the episode notes to the BBC does have some, but there are others. If you've seen any of the recent ones, you know that there are multiple cities in Syria that are now almost uninhabitable. And these things look like the bombing of Dresden in World War II, or almost to the point of looking like Nagasaki, even though that was a single bomb. The amount of ordnance that's been dropped in these Syrian cities has passed ridiculous a long time ago. We're bombing Assad. Russia's bombing the enemies of Assad. The Turks are bombing the Kurds. I mean, it's just completely ridiculous. And people wonder why there's a refugee crisis. I mean, come on. And frankly, I don't have a problem with the refugees going anywhere in the world that they can get to, because most of them are not responsible for the crisis that's been caused. People are bellyaching about the potential of an ISIS guy getting out, and surely that is problematic. And yes, somebody could eventually make it to the United States, and yes, they could potentially set off a bomb in a mall, and yes, people could potentially be killed, but it won't be as many people as we've killed, or the coalition forces, or Assad's forces, or Russia has killed in Syria, bombing over and over again. So yes, I understand it's a complex issue, and no, I'm not the primary person to analyze everything that's going on, but the facts on the ground are such that a refugee crisis is inevitable. And unless you're just the kind of person who says, let them stay there and be killed, even though they're trying to flee for their lives, then it is the responsibility of the nations involved to create a solution. And that solution can't just be to stick them at borders and tents and wait for the winter to be over with and see how many of them survive. So we need to work toward a refugee solution before more people are killed while we're trying to figure out whose bombs are killing who all over Syria. Latest in South Carolina, Donald Trump's lead is ever so slightly slipping. He's still in double digits, but this morning the aggregate poll at Real Clear Politics has him at 18.8%. He was well over 20% all through the earlier part of this month. So there is a little bit of slipping. Currently, Kasich is pulling into a moderately strong fourth position. I think maybe it's Kasich. Maybe it's a K sound at the end. Moderately strong fourth position. Jockeying for Jeb Bush in some of the polls, but now a percentage point or two ahead of him in some of the other polls. Rubio and Cruz vying for second and third. Trump still well in the lead. Carson bringing up the rear. It does make me wonder, though. Carson is almost certainly going to be the next person who drops out, especially if he manages not to do well in South Carolina, and it looks like he's going to remain in single digits. Makes me wonder where Carson's supporters are going to go. And after spending some time on Kasich's website yesterday, I think Carson's supporters should go to Kasich. If Bush drops out, his supporters should go to Kasich. And I don't mean that in the prophetic sense of that's what I'm saying will happen. I'm saying that if they want somebody who's a candidate who is idealistically close to theirs and positionally close to theirs and with the experience that they seem to want or the integrity they seem to want, then they should support John Kasich, not Rubio Cruz or Trump. And if you're a Carson supporter or a Bush supporter listening this morning, then I would encourage you, if you're wondering what you're going to do when your candidate drops out, if they drop out, you really should go over to John Kasich's website and check out his policy positions. He's very conservative, fiscally conservative, Second Amendment guy, the whole nine yards, and he's sane. So there is that. You might want to check him out. Another story a lot of people won't be talking about today is comes out of Yemen. This is reported in Time, time.com. Link in the episode notes. City of Taiz, T-A-I-Z, the city of Taiz in Yemen. The United Nations now has said that it is in danger of famine, which means people will soon not just have a lack of food, but they're going to be starving to death before long. In case you're not aware, Yemen has been in a civil war for a long time, funded partially by elements from Iran and partially from elements from Saudi Arabia. It's just another roiling place in the Middle East. We undoubtedly bear some responsibility because we channel arms to Saudi Arabia, and unlikely that we hold them accountable for their actions. Again, another complex situation. I don't know everything there is to know about what's going on in Yemen, but there's an ongoing civil war there, and now the United Nations has said at least one city is in danger of famine. So tough times in these countries that are so far removed from many of us in the West that we sometimes lose the perspective of human life being lost or in danger of loss on an ongoing basis. Important things is why our foreign policy matters, folks. It really does. This is Marty Duran. This has been the Fourth Estate Drive Time. Please check out my blog, Kingdom in the Midst, at MartyDuran.com. And if you'd do me this great favor, there'll be tens of you listening to this podcast today. And truthfully, the Drive Time podcast numbers are inching up ever so slightly. I feel like Ben Carson in the polls. That's the wrong direction. My bad. I feel like John Kasich in the polls, inching up ever so slightly. But every episode is building, and the cumulative episodes are building, and it won't be long before every episode is averaging 50 downloads, and my goal would be to reach 100 downloads per episode, and when that happens, then I'll be looking at, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,500, 3,000 episodes, downloads a month, and not too shabby. But if you'd do me the great favor of recommending the Fourth Estate Drive Time, the Fourth Estate Podcast, actually saw one feed, to a friend today, somebody you know that likes podcasts or somebody you know that likes the news and would listen to something like this on the way to work or on the elevator at work, in iTunes, you can grab the link, send it to them. It'll open directly up into their podcast feed or their iTunes. They can subscribe right there and just recommend it to a friend, and that would be awesome. I'm assuming in Stitcher or Podcatcher or some of those others, or Overcast, I think is what it's called, not Podcatcher. Overcast, there's a way to recommend, and if you do that, that would be fantastic. And until tomorrow, this is Marty Duran with the Fourth Estate Drive Time, brought to you by Jord at woodwatches.com. Unique, unforgettable, 100% wood watches. Use the coupon code T4EPODCAST to save yourself 10% on any watch at JordWoodWatches.com. Have a great day.